إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. We start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking Him and bearing witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. And Jesus, peace be upon Him, is also His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon all of them, all the companions, their household, and those who follow them until the day of judgment. Ameen. We are still talking about the same subject. This is the 8th khutbah in the same subject. What did the world lose due to the fall of Muslim Ummah? And the short answer, we gave the short answer last time, which is the world will lose righteousness. And with loss of righteousness, the world will lose happiness. Humanity at large will lose happiness. And, you know, we're talking about humanity at large. We're not talking about the very few individuals who benefit from the injustices, who live inside the places where they can benefit from those injustices. We are not talking about the so-called children of the monastery, who are happy that their father, daddy, the big monster, goes out in the jungle hunting for them from the flesh of other animals, other fellow animals. He's hunting food for them from the flesh of other fellow animals, and then he's bringing this flesh or this food home for them to eat. We're not talking about those children of the monster who are experiencing, yes, other kinds of misery, but not the poverty, which is the misery that we are talking about today. They are experiencing other kind of misery as a punishment from Allah, even though it's not the poverty, misery that they are suffering from. We were talking about the book that was published by Professor Zbigniew Brzezinski, the national former security advisor at the time of Jimmy Carter. And he authored the book called Out of Control, Global Turmoil in the Eve of the 20th Century. And in his book, he was able to recognize some of the symptoms resulting from the injustices in the world today. And indeed, the loss of righteousness is a disease that has symptoms. And these symptoms can be observed by Muslims or non-Muslims alike. You know, whether a Muslim is looking at the condition of the world today or a non-Muslim is looking at the condition of the world today, both of them will be able to recognize these and diagnose these symptoms that are resulting from loss of righteousness. And this person, even though, which is Dr. Brzezinski, even though he's not a Muslim, he recognized some of these symptoms. And he talked about some of them. And we covered one of the symptoms that he described, which is called the century of mega death, where he counted the number of the people that were killed. In summary, 176 million people were killed in the previous century. In World War I, World War II, 72 major wars like Vietnam War and communism and all of that. Killed by super criminals. And no single one of those extraordinary criminals was ever brought to justice to be prosecuted for his extraordinary crime. Those people, if you kill one, you become a criminal. But if you kill a million, then you become a statistics. It becomes a statistics. It's no longer a crime anymore. Because, you know, if you have enough power to kill 1 million, then no, you are beyond the reach of the justice, the hands of justice, of course, in this life. So no one of those people were brought to justice. And the second symptom that, inshallah, we will be talking about today is quoting from his book, is when he speaks about the giant of global inequality or injustices, the huge difference between the distribution, the huge difference in the distribution of the wealth in the globe today. I'm quoting him, he's saying, distribution of the wealth in the globe is highly uneven. Economic growth is also highly and evenly distributed in favors of the richer portion of mankind and making the gap wider. The situation is getting worse as the population of the world grows grows much more in the poorer states than the richer state. The population of the world is expected to be near 8.5 billion by the year 2025. Of that total, as many as 6.5 billions are expected to be living in the poorer states of mankind, Even worse, approximately two-thirds of these will be so concentrated in the urban slums of the less developed world, making them highly susceptible to radical political mobilization. The portion of the population of the richer countries who are over the age of 65 because of a very good health care and very low birth rate is increasing much more rapidly than the corresponding age bracket in poorer countries, while the number under the age of 15 is shrinking more rapidly. And then he continues to say, negative demographic trends are reinforced by negative economic trends. And then he quotes in some statistics done by the United Nations. He said that the United Nations Human Development Report of 1992 says that in the 1960s, the richer countries were 30 times wealthier than the poorer ones. So the ratio was 1 to 30. That was in the 1960s. Then the same report says that in the 1990s, the gap became much wider, to the point that it becomes 1 to 150. And now, tolerance towards this injustice, we have to understand that tolerance nowadays towards this injustice is getting less. Why? In the old days, when there were no TVs and no ways of communication, the communications were primitive, people from one country won't be able to see the difference of income with another country. Why? Because they have no TVs, they have no way of, only the few people who travel to the rich countries and come back to tell stories, like I went to La La Land and the people over there, they were making $100,000 a year, while you guys here are making $200 a year versus $100,000 over there. People would just listen to the stories and they will not believe them. But nowadays, the story is totally different. People turn on TV and they will be able to see with their own eyes and compare the trash can that they are living in and the trash food that they are eating and the trash cars that they are driving and the trash homes that they are living in with the other side. And then they are becoming less tolerant, and then they boil. And this produces a lot of mobilizations for a lot of movements that are not pleasant. So this is one thing. Another thing, we're talking about the international scale, right? Which is the difference of income between individual of one country versus another country. How about the same country? We talked before about the 2% countries and the 4% countries, where 2% of the population of these countries own 98% of the national income and national wealth, while the rest of the people, which are 98% of the people, they own nothing. They own nothing. And this life is nothing but wealth and power. If 2% of the people, very, very few people, have concentration of power and wealth, then nothing left for the remaining people to be except to be, slaves and servants. And even in democracies, you might think that this only applies to non-democratic countries in the third world. No. Also within the boundaries of the first world that we live in, you can find neighborhoods of third world. Third world neighborhoods existing in the middle of the first world. People who live in very poor neighborhoods that are as bad, perhaps it's not really worse than the neighborhoods in the third world countries, but they are as bad as the third world countries. So we can find this still within the boundaries of the first world. So all these symptoms of injustices can show, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this gap that we can observe and see very well, that shows the difference of income between one bracket versus another bracket, one nation versus another nation, one race versus another race. Allah made this gap as an alarm for us, to tell us that if this gap is big, then you guys have a problem in righteousness. Because if righteousness is applied, then this gap will not be that big. This gap will decrease and decrease and decrease. Indeed. And even there are other kinds of injustices, not only the financial, the distribution of wealth. We have injustices, political injustices. We have the use of double standards. We have we can witness the use of double standards on the international level, on the domestic level. We have also the political injustices here, such as the concentration of the power in very few hands. Very few hands have power. And they can rule. Even in the areas of the world that are so-called democratic, we can see neglect of basic human rights and basic civil freedoms. in the name of something like, in the name of national security or the name of patriotism. Interestingly enough, same excuses that are being used by dictators in the third world to justify oppression and persecution. Same exact excuses, which are, you know, patriotism and national security, are being used today, which are very foreign to our democracy. We hear things that are very foreign to our democracy, coming as another sign of injustice that's being introduced in our countries. We can hear, for example, things like love it or leave it. You know, and this expression is always used against minorities. Of course, if somebody from the majority disagrees with the government, then he doesn't have to love it or leave it. But if one of us or the minorities disagrees, then he has to either love it or leave it. And indeed, this is a kind of a dictatorship and injustice that's being introduced into our culture. Because, you know, if everyone who disagrees with the government has to leave, then the country will be vacant. Nobody will stay because everyone will disagree one way or another. That's one thing. Another thing, that this country was founded on the principle that you love what is good and you hate what is bad. And, you know, and this is an agreement between this principle and the Islamic principle, which is to love what is good and support it, and to hate what is bad and to fight it. So, and we hear other forms of dictatorship that was also introduced into our society. We see very small lobbies, very, very powerful lobbies who have special interest. They work so hard for their selfish little interest, even sometimes against the country that they live in, even sometimes to serve another foreign country that is different than the country that they live in and they claim citizenship to. And these very small lobbies, they are very powerful lobbies. They are powerful enough to really get what they want done. And we see things like that. And we also see other forms of injustices even introduced into the democracies, such democracies that we live in. We hear things that are foreign to us, such as, for example, you know, it's either you are with us or against us. It's either you are with us or with the terrorists. Well, I'm not with you, I'm not with the terrorists, I'm against both of you. Both of you are terrorists. I'm against both of you. There is terrorism that is sponsored by states where you drop an atomic bomb to kill over 500,000 child overnight, innocent children, and, you know, God knows how many other women and innocent civilians were killed, where you can also drop 25,000 bombs on the heads of innocent people and kill them. And, of course, you know, state-sponsored terrorism produces much more damage than terrorism sponsored by individual. So we're against both kinds of terrorism. So hearing the word like you are either with us or against us, this is a dictatorship. I'm not with you, and I'm not with them. It's either with you are with us or with the terrorists. I'm not with either one of you. I'm against both of you. I'm against this whole concept of terrorism altogether. But this is not, that seems to be not tolerated nowadays. That the tolerance towards these things are getting less and less and less. And Allah knows where are we heading. But these are just symptoms that of injustices that started to invade even the democratic countries. And so it's not only on the international level. Injustices started to invade the democratic countries in forms of, you know, concentration of power, very special interest lobbies, disregard of civil rights and basic freedoms in the name of nationalism and national security, and then also in statements made, statements like this, made not by any individual, made by an individual who represents the country and an individual who rules the country, which is a very dangerous sign that we can keep our eyes open that injustices are starting to invade us in our homeland. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إني داع فقولوا آمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين وعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين انصر عبادك المؤمنين الموحدين يا رب العالمين اللهم مكن لشريعتك أن تحكم الدنيا اللهم مكن لدينك يا رب العالمين في هذه الأرض اللهم مكن للرحمة لهدي الرحمة المنزلة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يسود هذا الدنيا يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما عباد الله إن الله قد أمركم